Dictation for Tony, T-O-N-Y, Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z. Address as a letter, excuse me, March 22nd, 53. Address as a letter to Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, P-A, 953-5329. And also Laurels of Mount Pleasant, 772-0248. Dear Mrs. Smith and Sirs at Laurels of Mount Pleasant, a follow-up for Tony with renal transplant number 2. Last visit in January. Comes accompanied with ex-wife and caregiver from nursing home. He's been in the emergency room multiple times. A number of complainings, including abdominal chest pain. He recently was admitted to Tagino, St. Mary's, from April 18 to April 25 with chest pain, acute and chronic renal failure, acute liver injury. I got the chance to review the discharge summary. They did persantine, P-E-R-S-A-N-T-I-N-E, stress testing, which was considered negative. He has permanent atrial fibrillation with right bundle branch black and left anterior fascicular black, some degree of conduction abnormalities with aberrancy, A-B-E-R-R-A-N-C-Y, an echocardiogram preserved ejection fraction in the 50-55%. However, the right ventricle is considered dilated with decreased systolic function. He has enlargement of the left and right atrium, moderate tricuspid regurgitation, mild to moderate pulmonary hypertension with a pressure up to 50. This is a change from prior echocardiograms in our system, when the right ventricle was considered normal. There was also dilated inferior vena cava. Since discharge, he's been one more time in the emergency room. There has been prior fall with trauma and fracture on the left tibia. He's wearing a device and participating on physical therapy, no anti-inflammatory agents. He has a good appetite, denies vomiting dysphagia. There is frequent diarrhea, recent urinary tract infection treated with antibiotics. No kidney transplant tenderness on the left-sided. Urine clear without infection, excuse me, urine clear without any cloudiness or blood. Prior edema improved, presently no ulcers. Denies the use of oxygen, no present chest pain palpitations, some cough, no sputum production, no oxygen, no CPAP machine. Mental status is significantly improved from previously visits. Denies gross pruritus, denies headaches, no bleeding, no gums. Next paragraph, I review medications. I want to highlight the Lipitor, Zyrtec, Sensipar, Clonidine, Lasix, Hydralazine, Insulin, Lentas, and R. Potassium replacement has been on antibiotics Levaquin for atrial fibrillation and prior vein thrombosis, remains on Lovenox. Coumadin was very difficult to adjust on him. He is on Myfortic, M-Y-F-O-R-T-I-C. For a period of time, he was off this medication, diarrhea resolved, but he is back for his transplant immunosuppressants, and the diarrhea is recurrent but not severe. Takes Norco, prednisone, Prilosec, tacrolimus, bicarbonate replacement, Toprol, calcium Tylenol, and Terazosin. Next paragraph. Today, weight from nursing home 170, blood pressure 110 over 60. He is accompanied with ex-wife. He's the most alert, awake that I have seen him on the wheelchair. No gross respiratory distress. Lungs are clear. No consolidation for pleural effusion. Has atrial fibrillation, rate control. There is a kidney transplant number 2 on the left side, which is the functioning one. No tenderness of the old kidney on the right side. There is abdominal wall edema on the left side. Patient preferentially sleeps in that side. No rebound guarding of tenderness. No gross palpable liver or spleen. There is evidence of muscle wasting. Has a right heel ulcer. Normal speech, no expressive aphasia. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. At May 15, the last emergency room visit, creatinine back to baseline at 1.5. When he was St. Mary's in April was as high as 3.6, did not require dialysis. Sodium in the low side, 136, presently normal potassium, previously high. Bicarbonate elevated, lightly from diuretics up to 31. Low protein, low albumin. Corrected calcium, normal. Recent acute liver injury with high bilirubin up to 2.6, presently down to 1.4, but not normal. Normal alkaline phosphatase, prior elevated transaminases, now not elevated. Present GFR will be 50. Does have low normal white blood cell, chronically low platelets 128, anemia 9.4, large red blood cells 105. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Renal transplant, number 2. Next number, recent acute on chronic renal failure, back to baseline. Next number, high-risk medications, remains prednisone, myfortic, and tacrolimus. Tacrolimus levels needs to be followed. I don't have any recent one. It needs to stay on the myfortic, which probably is the reason for the diarrhea, but otherwise he's going to lose his transplant kidney. Prior imaging do not show evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. Next number, high-risk medication immunosuppression. Next number, hypertension, which presently appears to be well controlled. Next number, diarrhea likely related to transplant medication, myfortic. Next number, chronic permanent atrial fibrillation on Lovenox. He was consistently under therapeutic on Coumadin. Next number, history of given thrombosis, left leg, few years back, remains anticoagulated. Next number, prior exposure to amiodarone that was discontinued. Next number, congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction appears a change. It's true, this was done in a different hospital. Question, a true decreased right ventricular function with pulmonary hypertension, dilated inferior vena cava, continuous all fluid restriction diuretics, monitor electrolyte acid base. Next number, tertiary hyperparathyroidism on treatment, Sensipar. Next number, multiple falls with the recent one trauma to the left knee and fracture. Next number, prior history of gastrointestinal bleeding not active. Next number, coronary artery disease with prior occlusion, a branch on the circumflex. Unable to place an angioplasty or a stent, recent stress testing negative. Next number, prior stroke, basal ganglia, extensive atherosclerosis, question vascular memory issues evolving. Next number, heel ulcer, followed by wound clinic. Next number, recent UTI on antibiotics. Next number, anemia macrocytosis, M-A-C-R-O, macrocytosis, multifactorial. Next number, chronic thrombocytopenia, no active bleeding. We will follow closely. Come back on the next few months, end of dictation.